doing Conan Strathage, Tom Hupic Shop, a Kyodan Shop, Skullin U, and Deputy Eric Byrne, principal, staff, students, parents, and friends of the Mercy Secondary School, and your invited guests from across the education sector. It's a great honour to be here to launch the strategy. It's all about using technology to help us learn in better and more interesting ways. And as the Taoiseach has just said, the publication of a new digital strategy for schools was a central commitment in our programme for government. And we've got a fund now of €210 million to support the implementation of this strategy. And we will see the largest ever investment in digital schools. And I think rather than seeing it as a one-off investment, what we're going to do is we're going to provide multi-annual grants to schools, beginning with an investment of €30 million in the next school year, rising to €50 million a year towards the end of the strategy. And I just want to start by saying how impressed I've been with the digital learning that I've seen here in Mercy Secondary School in Edinburgh. I hope everybody else in the room has had the opportunity that I've had, but if you haven't, maybe you will later, to actually go into the learning room down there, to meet with the girls, and to just to feel their enthusiasm, to see the way in which they're learning together, the way in which they're deepening their learning, and to see that clearly they're thoroughly enjoying it, and they're also learning a whole lot of different skills around all kinds of subjects across the education curriculum. And it's a great example of how they're analysing issues, they're solving problems, they're working in teams, they're communicating ideas, and they're finding new learning opportunities beyond the walls of the school because they're bringing the information in through the use of the technology. And so I'd like to congratulate Principal Trust Leakey, all of the staff in the school, and of course the parents and the wider community on the wonderful learning and innovative learning and teaching that's going on here in the school in Inchcore, and thank you again for the invitation to be here. I know that Mercy Secondary School has received the College for Every Student School of Distinction Award this year, and I met again and some of the girls have been involved in the College for Every Student programme. And also the NCCA Junior Cycle Reform Schools Network, which has been coordinated by Michelle O'Kelly, is very much part of the work of this school as well. And I know that Shauna Finnegan is going to talk in a few minutes about her experience as a student of ICT and 21st century learning in Mercy Secondary School. All of the school community have provided essential help in allowing Mercy Secondary School to create this culture of 21st century teaching and learning. And indeed, I know that there are past pupils here who are now involved in research in this whole area. So clearly it's a culture that has been embedded in this school for some time now, and it's extremely impressive to see the way in which it's operating here in the school. ICT is bringing our society new advantages and solutions every day. Every area of life that you can think of, and you can go from fishing to farming to leisure, to engineering, to medical treatment, food production, the arts, etc., all are benefiting from the whole area of digital technology. All aspects of our lives have become digital. This means education must be at the cutting edge of digital developments so that children and young people have the skills to use technology in their work and in all the other areas of their life. The Digital Strategy for Schools is a 5-year plan to transform how we use ICT in learning and teaching so that all schools can build on the kind of exciting digital learning that we've seen here in Mercy Secondary School today. The government is making a huge investment in ICT in schools, €210 million over the next 6 years. The size of this investment shows how serious we are about helping all students to develop digital skills for the 21st century. High-speed broadband is already in place for all post-primary schools, following a major investment by both my department and the Department of Communications, Energy and Natural Resources, led by my colleague Minister Alex White. Under this strategy, we will improve the access to high-speed broadband for primary schools, and we will help schools to develop high-speed Wi-Fi networks so that digital learning can flow across the school. We'll provide training and other supports to teachers and develop their ICT skills so that they can exploit digital learning for their students across all areas of the curriculum. And we will make sure that digital learning comes to life in the classroom for students. as it has done here. Using the multi-annual grants, we will make available, the schools will be able to invest in hardware. But having the right hardware in schools is a bit like constructing a road. We still need to give teachers and students the vehicles that will let them travel down the road. We're going to directly provide a suite of high-quality digital content to use in schools. And during 2016, we'll work with the cultural institutions, sporting bodies and others to expand the range of resources. In second-level schools, we've already made available a short course on coding as part of the reform junior cycle. One of the priority actions in this strategy is for the NCCA to give advice to me on how to develop what is available to leaving cert students. This advice will include examining how digital skills can be developed and how an in-depth course in ICT could be part of the senior cycle, as well as how to embed digital skills within other subjects. And I've already spoken to the new board of the NCCA in this regard. We want to see e-portfolios used by both teachers and students to capture and celebrate digital learning in classrooms across Ireland. We will immediately begin promoting the use of e-portfolios for primary and post-primary students and extend this to support the professional development of teachers from 2018. We know that using technology can open up the world to our classrooms, but we also know that children and young people need to know how to use the technology safely. This strategy outlines how technology can support better communication between home and school and will ensure that we raise awareness amongst our students of how to safely and responsibly use the internet, and I know that is a concern for parents around the country. Parents, students and teachers will all be provided with better information and more support around internet safety, and new resources will be provided to schools to better prevent cyberbullying. Many teachers have embraced the availability of new technologies, but we recognise that for every child to benefit from this strategy, every teacher must be committed with digital approaches. We'll have a new focus as part of initial teacher education, as part of teacher induction programmes, and as part of the CPD, that's the Continuous Professional Development, regularly made available to teachers, so that all teachers are supported to embed digital into their teaching. We'll also encourage teachers to share their own examples of good practice with each other. Library confidence that the digital strategy for schools can transform the learning experience of students. A lot of research went into developing the strategy through the ICT survey and extensive consultations. So it's a strategy based on evidence about what works. I'd like to thank everyone who did so much work in the development of the digital strategy for schools, many of you here in the room. With the funding now in place to support this strategy, I believe that all of our students can look forward to better, brighter futures. So I'm now going to hand over to Harry McCann from Scalwell Rev and Play, over here. And Harry is a very interesting young man. He started to teach himself to code with the help of his older brother before becoming a Coder Dojo mentor, founding Kid Tech, and also founding the Digital Youth Council. So despite his young age, Harry has a lot of experience to share with us today. Or a little longer there.